You will recall that this sort of ciliation was first developed by Flinders Petrie in the early 1900s. Petrie had discovered several pre-dynastic cemeteries along the Nile River in Egypt that seemed to be from the same period, but he needed a way to put them in chronological order. Absolute dating techniques were not available to him. Radiocarbon dating wasn't invented until the 1940s. And since they were separately excavated graves, stratigraphy was no use either. Petrie knew that the styles of pottery seemed to come and go over time. In this case, he noted that some ceramic urns from the graves had handles and others had just stylized ridges in the same location on similarly shaped urns. He assumed that the change in styles was an evolutionary one, and, if you could quantify that change, he surmised it might be used to indicate which cemeteries were older than others. Today, archaeologists have done stylistic ciliations on everything from Coke bottles to marbles to glass beads. I have a friend who did a stylistic ciliation on Tabasco bottles based on her excavations at the Tabasco factory near New Orleans.